Until we meet again. Humble, meek, and ready to hear. By Elder Craig C. Christensen of the 70. Our 6-year-old son helped me appreciate the importance of being ready to hear the still small voice of the Spirit. In 1994, construction on the Bountiful Utah Temple was completed. Like many, we were anxious to take our young family to the open house prior to the dedication. We labored diligently to prepare our children to enter the temple, praying earnestly that they would have a spiritual experience so that the temple would become a focal point in their lives. As we reverently walked through the temple, I found myself admiring the magnificent architecture, the elegant finishes, the light shining through towering windows, and many of the inspiring paintings. Every aspect of this sacred building was truly exquisite. Stepping into the celestial room, I suddenly realized that our youngest son, 6-year-old Ben, was clinging to my leg. He appeared anxious, perhaps even a little troubled. "What's wrong, son?" I whispered. "Daddy," he replied, "what's happening here? I've never felt this way before." Recognizing that this was likely the first time our young son had felt the influence of the Holy Ghost in such a powerful way, I knelt down on the floor next to him. While other visitors stepped around us, Ben and I spent several minutes, side by side, learning about the Holy Ghost together. I was amazed at the ease with which we were able to discuss his sacred feelings. As we talked, it became clear that what was most inspiring to Ben was not what he saw, but what he felt. Not the physical beauty around us, but the still small voice of the Spirit of God within his heart. I thought it was important to differentiate between what he was feeling, which was the influence of the Holy Ghost, and the gift of the Holy Ghost, which he would receive after baptism. I shared with him what I had learned from my own experiences, even as his childlike wonder reawakened in me a deep sense of gratitude for this unspeakable gift from God, the gift of the Holy Ghost. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 121, verse 26. As I reflect back on my experience with Ben in the Bountiful Utah Temple, I have many sweet feelings and impressions. One clear recollection is that, while I was absorbed in the grandeur of what I could see, a small child near my side was recognizing the powerful feelings in his heart. With a gentle reminder, I was invited not only to pause and kneel down, but also to heed the Savior's call to become as a little child, humble, meek, and ready to hear the still small voice of his Spirit. Adapted from An Unspeakable Gift from God, Ensign, November 2012, pages 12 through 15. End of the article, Humble, Meek, and Ready to Hear, by Elder Craig C. Christensen of the 70, read by Terrell Williams.